Councillor Sean Michaud, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So recently you have released a statement talking about local health care priorities in your mayoralty campaign for this May in Sackville. Can you give us an idea of what exactly you have in mind when thinking about, you know, the mayor's role in local health care?
Well, I guess it's encouraging the communication and back through to our regional health care boards to the health authority. It's ensuring that we have that voice and a sustainable voice, a voice that'll be there no matter who is a mayor, who is a counselor, who is a doctor. Something that I have found over time is that we've lost sight of that and we seem to be reactionary. And what I hope to achieve here with the help of many others is to ensure that we have something that is sustained over time to keep that voice in place about healthcare, not just in Sackville, but in the region here.
Right. You envision a committee, sort of a, not just a, within the purview of the town per se, but a wider scope of a committee. Who would be involved?
Well, I kind of looked at, you know, we have a very large riding here. You know, we go from Cape Tormentine to Memram Cook. And I think what I've learned and what I learned just from the session we had last week in regards to healthcare in the breakout session, there were folks in our breakout that were folks from Dorchester, Port Elgin, and you don't necessarily, as you live in one community, don't necessarily understand the needs of another community. And I learned a lot through that in regards to those areas. So I envision a broader group, but also I envision the fact of ensuring that we have seniors, medical professionals, other community members, representatives, as I've said throughout the riding, and also ensuring that the organization or the committee would work well with current organizations such as the Hospital Auxiliary and the Foundation.
So you're thinking the provincial riding, Memram Cook-Tantramar?
Yep, Memram Cook-Tantramar, yes.
So you would hopefully seek the cooperation of the MLA on that, on forming such a committee?
Well, for me personally, you know, we need to reach out. So we need to approach everybody to find out who are the key people that should be involved. And over time, I foresee this not being politicized. I don't think politics should play a role in healthcare. And I think it's about healthcare. And eventually, politicians can edge it along and ensure things keep moving forward. But ultimately, it's the community, it's the region. Those are the folks who experience healthcare needs and know what their needs are. And I think those are the folks that need to resonate the message through. And, you know, it's the politicians that help them connect possibly with more of a regional or more with the province. That'll be the hurdle, I think, for any sort of committee is being heard and being recognized by the health authority.
Right. I mean, it's between the health authority and the Department of Health, I guess. You sort of...
Yes.
Yeah, they can deflect it onto each other. It's interesting as, you know, when looking back on, you know, last year's, the recent history with the hospital and the proposed changes, some people see that as coming from the management of the health authority and some people saw it coming from the Department of Health. It sort of depended, I guess, on your perspective there.
Right. Right. Yeah. And ultimately for me, it's about healthcare. It's about our needs and the needs of the community. And you can talk to many different people. And I think we found that out last week that everybody has something and they can only, when they're speaking, they can relate based on their experience. But the importance is the overall experience and what services are required and what should be the mainstay and what can we add to and maybe what are things that we can relinquish. But it's all important part of the conversation and it needs to to be grassroots.
Mm-hmm. What did you hear when you participated in those in that session? What did you hear as sort of the main concerns of this area, would you say?
Well, I can just speak to our breakout group. It seemed to be mostly primary care and accessibility. It wasn't necessarily the fact that they weren't necessarily getting enough primary care, let's say, in Port Elgin, but it's the fact that if I needed to access more specialty care, it's how do I get from point A to B? Transportation was an issue. Ambulance coverage seemed to be an issue. Those were some of the topics that came up. Physician fatigue, that was another thing, ensuring that we had the professionals in place to provide the service and a game plan in place to sustain that so that we have medical professionals and attracting medical professionals.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a role can the town play in that, in that sort of attracting medical professionals? Because I know that is, that gets talked about at the town level.
Yes.
In terms of, mm-hmm. you know, the town's always talking about attracting businesses or attracting new residents, and that's often the marketing campaign. Is there something the town can be doing that might specifically actually address the medical professional issue?
We need to be included in the conversation in regards to recruitment and what recruitment the province is doing. And I think that a municipality and a region can play a role in that, whether, I envision Sackville, Dorchester, Port Elgin being a part of that conversation. And what can we do to attract that? What can we put into it? Is it, just entertaining and bringing professionals in and showing them what the region has to offer? Is it working with educational institutions? You know, it's not just a doctor or a nurse. There's technicians and biologists and this type of thing. So do we work with university bodies and saying, hey, Mount Allison, what's you having? Is there opportunity that we can work with you to maybe get a graduating student or students to consider Sackville? And but I think that the fact is that we have to be included in that conversation. And so there's many aspects, and I hope to be able to encourage the communities within Tangipahoa, Memram, Cook to work at that and be part of that.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that came up was this idea of having sort of different models of primary care delivery that could involve, different types of primary caregivers. So as opposed to just this model we have of a doctor having their own practice, running their own small business, right? Because we heard that, there's still a lot of people without a family doctor, but that is not even apparently the biggest problem. The biggest problem is of the people even that have family doctors, they can't get in to see them. So anyway, a few times was mentioned this idea of like community care centers or different types of models of delivery. Is that something you can see the town or the local governments like collectively playing a role in?
Sure. Years ago in Sackville, and we've always had a medical center per se, and there was one at one point in time that was located right across from the old rink on Lansdowne, and then of course the most recent one next door to the hospital. And I think that's something that the municipality can play a role in, encouraging that type of collaboration and not just seeing sole practitioners, but having kind of a group approach to it, so that it allows that opportunity for access to 24/7 care. It could be something that we could work with the university on. The student population utilizes outpatient services at our local hospital. So is there opportunity to work with the university and developing, an after-hours clinic maybe on campus that would be accessible to the general public as well besides student population? So I think there's opportunity to have those conversations. I don't think we've explored it enough, and mm-hmm. Hope that's what we can do.
All right. Now, you've had, personally, you've had like a fair amount of more experience than most of us, unfortunately, with the healthcare system. Can you share a bit about your personal history with the healthcare in New Brunswick in this region?
Sure. You know, I feel we're very fortunate in our province to have access to healthcare. And from my experience, personally, it worked in a matter that I didn't necessarily have to leave my community to see a specialist. I could see the specialist here because of the clinic operations that Sackville had. And I saw a specialist, and through that, actually just starting off with just basic primary care, I suffered from kidney stones. And that was tackled by our hospital here and with a few visits. And then in turn over time, in dealing with that and with a specialist, through diagnosing the stones, they found a tumor in my kidney. And through that process, I had never been through major surgery before in my life. And the specialist was concerned that it may be cancerous. And so we had to proceed down the road of doing a little bit further. So that was when I actually had to leave Sackville and go to the specialist office in Moncton and get a better understanding of what was to come. And, you know, it was challenging, but between the specialist and his staff, things progressed well because of the efforts of fundraising. They had a new surgery unit that they had just put into place, and they were able to do the surgery laparoscopically. So it meant less recovery time for me, but I did spend, you know, after a 4-hour surgery, I did spend about 4 days in intensive care and recovery in Moncton. The staff there were on top of things, and they wanted me to heal. And, you know, the whole process is to get you back into your life again. And that's what they worked with me. And then the follow-up afterwards was all here right in Sackville, through the a clinic here in Sackville, and annual checkups and x-rays and blood work right done here in Sackville. So I didn't have to venture to Moncton, and that was so important to be able to have that access right in my community. And, you know, after the surgery, it was determined to be cancer. So, it just followed a certain protocol. And after 5-6 years, I was given the all clear. And thankfully, I didn't have to have chemo or anything like that. But we caught it at a time where it didn't progress to a point where it's a very silent cancer within your kidney. And it could have progressed to a certain point that I could have lost my entire kidney, and it could have spread elsewhere. So, knock on wood, the whole thing, things worked out. But to experience that firsthand, it was, it was traumatic. But, you know, there was support mechanisms around, and just the ICU nurses alone, I don't know how they did it every day. their truth and what they're facing right now, these folks, in dealing with this pandemic, is just, it must be unbearable at times for them. But, you know, again, I go back and, you know, we've all had our struggles, I'm sure. And I know people don't kind of look at our healthcare system as being top notch at times based on what they've experienced. But we have to all realize that we're human beings delivering what we hope to be health services. And in turn, it takes us all to kind of make it better. So, you know, let's work at that.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us today, Counselor Michaud. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.